Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. We are delighted to have you with us. Every now and then, Rob puts together something that jumps out off the page at me. And this says, the Lunar New Year is nutty. First of all, the reason it jumps off the page at me is because I do not know what the Lunar New Year is. I have never thought about the Lunar New Year. I'm really not obsessed with the Lunar New Year, nor do I pay much attention to astrological phenomena, unless there's something lighting up the sky.
Well, it's not as astrological as you might think. When I do the lead sentence, I know the music bed that you're going to run to, and it goes like this. This year's Lunar New Year, which marks the beginning of the 15-day Spring Festival in China, begins on January 28th. Essentially, Lunar New Year is Chinese New Year.
So that's 2 days from now.
Yeah, and it begins.
We are taping this show on January 26th, and Saturday, January 28th is the beginning of the Lunar New Year.
Ni hao.
Yes, it's the beginning of the holiday of the year for many Chinese, and for some, the only time they get enough leave from their jobs to actually travel home and spend time with their families. This is a 15-day holiday.
Mike, to give you perspective on how important the Lunar New Year is in China, when Todd and I were looking into the import-export business.
I love Todd. He is so nice.
Right.
We were working within the confines of the Lunar New Year.
Hold on just a second. Yes. I just saw something that I have to stop
That's
the class
horrible.
For.
It's horrible.
For just a second, Todd Moore's name was mentioned on the bonus show, and Rob made a little flip comment, which you steamrolled right past, which is the norm, but then something aberrant happened.
Yes. And that's the word for it, Mike, aberrant.
Yes, aberrant behavior. I noticed that Mr. McIntosh, intern, as dubbed number one seed earlier in the week.
Use for his seed.
Gave two middle fingers when Todd's name came up.
Almost a double pumper.
Yeah, Mr. McIntosh, were you flipping off the name of Todd Moore?
I was.
Oscar does not seem pleased at this.
What's wrong with you, son?
Why were you flipping off Todd Moore, Mac?
Because I was having fun with it. Because Rob said it specifically for me.
I did.
Like a 12-year-old.
You called it. You called it earlier. He's starting to read his own press.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's reading. That is a rare day when an intern in our studio, under any circumstances, puts two middle fingers up. The middle fingers on this particular show usually belong to the three hosts.
Right.
That's who gets to use the middle finger.
Those are the six middle fingers that get to be used.
And the potty mouths. We get them. And Mr. McIntosh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I am. I'm sorry.
You are.
Very good. Has Todd hurt you, boy?
No.
Yeah, no.
Can you show us on the doll where Todd has touched you?
I mean, really, it sounds like there's a bit of animosity. Is there? You work with Todd and Oscar. Todd.
Dad?
You work
with,
they're all Todd named Todd or Scott or...
You work with Todd and Oscar when you're doing Tech 411, and, you know, I would just be curious to know what your true feelings are, Mac.
Yeah, when did he fail you as your
idol?
No, I
think it's just we have conflicting personalities, and we butt heads.
Did you ever idolize him?
Yes.
Ooh.
A little.
Ooh. Oscar?
Fallen
Oscar.
Idol.
Yeah, this is where assassinations happen.
Oscar, as a student of human nature, one of the great judges of all time, can you offer some insight on this this interpersonal dynamic between Mr. Moore and Mr. McIntosh? Because I'm fascinated by it. I really am.
I think it's important that we do point out that there was a moment where Mac did idolize Todd Moore. And as we all know, sometimes when you get close to the sun, you get burned.
That's right.
Right.
And
the wax melts, Mike.
The only side of Todd that he would see, for the most part, is his persona when either Todd's on the show or Todd is doing Tech 411.
Showbiz Todd.
He got a chance to breach the perimeter when Todd invited him over to play VR, virtual reality, at his house, and he sweated up his headphones.
That's right.
By the way, this will all be included in the upcoming feature film known as Code Writer. Code Writer will be coming on. The Todd Moore story.
It's on Netflix.
What's really hurting Mac's feelings is that once I got involved with Overwatch, this online PC game that we played.
That's, you all have been talking yes. about it an awful lot, once, Overwatch.
Once I got involved, the bond between Mac and Todd, that bond was broken immediately because there was a new hot chick in town, and that was me.
Oh, you're the
I
hot
think it's
chick.
Important to put out that these devices can cause no good in a home whatsoever.
Yeah,
they
controllers.
Are bad for
Mike
you.
Is holding Very up a controller right
I don't
now.
Know, That's Mike. Right. They can really improve your dexterity and hand-eye coordination.
So,
well, look, it'll all be in the movie Code Writer coming soon. Code Writer, starring Todd Moore, where the, they're out there in the jungle.
Can somebody tell me where the cactus is?
All right, I'm sorry.
Mac, when you and Todd would play online, nothing weird, nothing sexual, just your game. Before I arrived, were you the hot chick?
What do you mean?
Like, would he give all
right,
you all
the attention? Let me speak Oscar yes. to you, okay? Mac, Oscar is saying, before Oscar insinuated himself into this online gaming, you were basically Todd's go-to guy.
Right.
You were the guy that he socialized with and he had a lot of fun with. As soon as Oscar came rolling in, it's like the, you know, the other friend came in.
Turned into a mean girl.
And they yes. both turned into mean girls yeah. on you. Would that be accurate?
Somewhat. There is another aspect to it, and it's the fact that whenever I do well in the game, Todd has to poo-poo it.
Yeah, what a bastard.
Now, hold on.
I swear to God. We got to get more on the show, by the way, with this. We got to get this dynamic going in here. There's nothing that would bring me greater midwinter pleasure than to have Mr. Todd Moore, it doesn't have to be in studio because I know he doesn't like to haul in here. He doesn't like to make that incredible trek from Arlington
Mike,
to Glover Park.
The bridge.
So be on the phone.
That bridge
that
is
bridge
a
is
wide
the
bridge.
Yeah,
now, let me ask you.
Let me check my schedule. Yeah,
there's sorry. A lot
That's
of.
That's right. You do that, Code Writer. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of horrible things that can and have been said about you, Mac. But I will say this, that's a positive. You are smart and you have wisdom and you are intuitive that's right. about people. Mm-hmm. In your analysis, why does Todd poo-poo your success?
I actually do not know that.
You need to go deeper. I think you must have. Oh, here's a new episode of Code Writer.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
Poo-poo successor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do they get all that fiber under the teepee?
Yeah.
I guess it's he thinks I'm bragging when I just state something.
Oh, like, you're stating facts, and it sounds like he thinks it sounds yeah. like you're bragging.
What is no, a statement just, you might make that would be interpreted as a brag?
I can play. There are many different characters within this game. There's about 22.
Right?
Some people are
nearly two dozen.
I, by the way, I knew that this would spill onto the bonus.
Yeah, it's really yeah. no shock,
it's
impossible, is it?
It's impossible not to.
We
have
might
it
have done it in the regular show if Mac had been here in 40 minutes of the first part of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What is your humble brag?
I say I can play any character, I have practiced all of them.
He's like Meryl Streep.
All the dialects.
And now I'm a French healer who escaped from the Nazis in 1939. So you can play that, but that is that fact?
Yes. I have spent like multiple hours on every character, so I know how to play them all.
Okay.
And I say that, and Todd's like, oh, he knows every character. Wow.
Well,
and he just tries to.
That's why do you think?
By the way, hold on, yes. Rob. That is such a pathetic recreation of a ball buster. You know, oh, he knows every character. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that would break my heart too. Is that all he says?
Well, Mike, to be fair, they are gamers.
They are gamers. That's true. That's true.
Crawl inside Todd's skin for a moment, and I think you've probably thought about doing that.
Oh, God.
Crawl inside his skin,
peeling it off his legless body.
That's right. He puts the lotion on his joystick.
Wearing it around his house. Mom, Dad, look what I'm wearing.
Look, I invented white noise. Tell me, why do you think...
How dare you?
Just having fun, folks. Tell me, why do you think he does it? You have to have a theory.
Well,
if it's hurt you, you have to...
There was an instance where it reached its peak.
Oh, a pinnacle.
Before
a
Oscar.
Zenith.
A breaking point.
Oh, the before Oscar days.
We actually talked about this on Tech 411. It's when I did amazing in the game, and Todd with his family.
Amazingly.
Amazing in the game.
Like amazingly?
Amazingly.
Yes, use an adverb.
In the game, and Todd and his family, we were playing with them as well, and we lost. They didn't do that well, and I was kind of bragging, like, oh, I did so good. I got, like, 44 kills.
Well,
he said well earlier. He's batting 500 on well.
Do you see what you that's exactly that was the watershed moment.
Yes. All those brains. Yes. Like in an English class would be really appreciated. Well, you know that?
Mike, what time spent in English class was oftentimes spent in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's true.
But let's highlight this, okay?
Yes, this is important.
You failed as a team, but because you just think of yourself like Rob Spiewak, you decided to highlight how well you did instead of, let's do better next time.
There is a thing where I can't see how well anyone else did.
Well, no one did well if you lost as a team.
Not necessarily.
How do you mean?
You can just play a really good
team. We're getting into the weeds with gaming right now.
Yeah, but okay, how about this, Mike? How about this? And I'll do this radio-wise.
I can tell because I start going like that.
How about this? Mike, yes. Are there days where we're all hitting on all eights, and are there days where two or one of the individuals, mostly Mike, is carrying the rest of the show?
No, sure. There are days when every one of us, on a very regular basis, one of my joys of doing what I do is the fact that quite often, one of us will be having one of their great days,
yes.
And you know, suddenly they'll take off the aircraft carrier, and it'll be fantastic, and I'll enjoy it because I suddenly am getting entertainment out of my own show, and it's fantastic to watch. So that's the way it rolls, and I do not feel any—not within this group. I don't feel petty jealousies. In fact, none of us do. It's kind of why our show works.
Okay,
yeah, true.
So cool. How about this? They can't all be home runs, but there are also days where we just don't have a great show altogether, but one guy is really killing it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And imagine we don't have like the A++++++ show.
It happens occasionally.
And at the end of the broadcast, like we're all kind of like bummed out, Logie.
Right. Yeah.
All of a sudden, for example, say I'm Mac, I'm like, everyone's like, all right. Yeah, guys, great show. That bit I did was so awesome. Do you remember that at minute 22? That was awesome. Yeah. And then again, when I circle back to it again.
It would kill us.
Yeah.
It would kill. The two other guys in our trifecta would attack and not leave any meat on the bones.
That's true.
That's very true.
So, Mac, I think I see Oscar's point here. And what he's explaining is that you just don't gloat. You have to have the decorum. And the
good
social
word.
Skills not to do that because, well, you're in a, hey, I don't care if it's nerdy gaming.
I know.
You're still in a social environment.
But here's
not?
The thing, and I will say this.
That's why I
almost,
don't get online with those creeps.
As this is almost a defense of Mac. He doesn't
have. By the way, what does this have to do with the Lunar New Year?
Well, Mike, it's goodbye monkey and hello year of the cock.
Yeah, right. And there is a special there is a special event going on for the game for the Chinese New Year. Everything's Asian now.
But
okay, all right.
But Mac, I think we will all agree, and we've said many nice things about him. He lacks all social skills. He does in real life or in the gaming world.
Mac,
and if you can't pull it off in real life, you're not going to pull it off in an environment where you are excelling and you're a golden boy.
All right, okay. Let me ask you this, Mac.
Okay.
Do you feel like you've made any progress on the social skills front since you... Rob, calm down, please. I want to ask Mac if he feels like he has made any progress on the social skills front. Is everything all right, Pony? You held up.
I'm blocking Oscar from laughing.
Yeah, the eye contact is probably going to skew the answer.
Mac, do you feel like you've made any progress?
Since starting when? From when?
Don't quiz me, for fuck's sake. I just want to know if you've made any progress on social skills.
Yes.
Yes.
So, like, from
cite
the time
an example.
No, we don't need to challenge it. Hey, from when he started here. You know what? You know something I remember?
What?
I remember the Ashley Christmas party.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
There was something where he got out. And he went over to Ashley's friend's house Ashley's house where she had all the friends over. Now
he was able to scratch and dig and run.
Now, you know, I remember, you know, that would have been, as far as our intern Ashley is concerned, that would have been the moment of the big reveal on this show. And so, you know, for Mac, perhaps not, you know, what he had counted on, which was a target rich environment.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the fact is that
he got out there.
But still, socially, it was good for him.
Yes.
You know, it was very, very good.
And I think as a person, you're evolving where you get to now dip your toe in a world of broadcasting, and now you're actually back in school, which we all rooted for as well.
Let me ask Ashley. Let me bring Ashley into this discussion and ask Ashley, is Maddie still on campus?
Yes.
Is she still here? I'll ask Maddie the same thing.
Maddie's Ashley, first impressions as well.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, Ashley, have you noticed... I don't want to put you on the spot. I won't say have you noticed whether there has been. How have you found your relationship with Mac as the months have gone by? Has he changed at all?
He's definitely gotten a little bit more open, at least with me. But I always make friends with weird people, so it works out.
There you go. See that compliment? Hey, Mac, if you look real closely, you'll see that compliment written right out on Ashley's backhand.
That's right.
That's right on the back of her hand right there.
I collect weirdos. This is the best.
That's kind of why she's sitting in here right now. That's the way that works. Maddie, what is your take on all of this this going and coming?
You kind of have
Mac.
Seen this new Mac from the Mac you knew beforehand.
That's
right?
True.
Yes.
Is Mac different from when you left to when you've come back?
Well, what I will say is during the break, it was just me and him in the studio, and he asked me about how London was in my last semester. So I appreciated that.
There it is.
Wow.
That's
wow.
That's
big
it.
Win.
That's a big
win.
He asked her how her semester went in London. That's right. And by the way, how did your semester go in London?
Oh, it was awesome.
Well,
so
you were
great.
Over there. You were over there during the whole Brexit thing, weren't you?
A little bit after, but I was there
a little
for
after?
Yeah, the election.
Were you interning at Buckingham Palace?
Yeah,
I
they love
so.
Me over there.
How did you find their teeth?
Oh.
Not enough fluoride, right?
Oh, yeah.
A national
still
fluoride
bad teeth.
Day.
Still. And by the way, are they still smoking like chimneys, the kids
over
there?
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, because the young people just... Did you realize that? I mean,
yeah.
In Europe...
No.
They hoove. They can...
Yeah.
Yeah. The
I remember that about 15 years ago, but I haven't been over in
no,
some
yeah.
time.
No, yeah. After class lets out, everybody just congregates outside. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
do they smoke any American cigarettes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'd be all about brands. I want to see, do we control that country?
Right.
What was the best experience in, and you
market
were in London,
share.
Right?
Yeah.
What was the best experience? A great, great city to study in. Really fantastic. What was the best experience?
My favorite part was probably the West End, just in general, and getting just to see a show for like £20. Like, it was awesome.
£20!
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's like $40, right?
The West End is the
theater district,
Broadway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and a lot of times the West End will feed Broadway. It actually is. It's a very, very important place to get
standard,
stuff started.
Is that a standard deal where you get low prices for theater tickets?
Yeah. It wasn't just student deals. It was just for everything. It's a lot cheaper for the
because
musicals.
I mean, like Hamilton, weren't we talking about it? You can't even
$700 bucks is the lowest price
if you can get a ticket.
If you can get one,
that's right.
I don't really, Hamilton's coming to London though, which doesn't really make sense to me given the
well, yeah, he's a villain over there.
The show, but
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, listen to this conversation.
Matt,
are you enjoying
this,
Mac? This is a normal conversation between two adults.
Mac,
yes,
thank you. Know this,
a man who subsists on Skittles.
That Todd is a friend, and if you act more like Maddie, we can all be friends.
That's right.
Okay.
So what he's saying, what Oscar's saying, this is simple stuff, Mac, that they don't want you to gloat and you'll probably have a better time if you look, they know that you're better at the game than they are. They know that going in, okay? That's kind of why they enjoy playing with you. Like I would like to play golf with a better golfer.
Yes.
I play golf with tons of better golfers, and I would say the really good ones are not necessarily pleasant guys to be around, but they don't do a tremendous amount of gloating, okay?
They let the work speak for itself.
You know how bad I want to get back out there? Do you realize that two of our, like, four handicappers, two of the guys that go out and shoot in the 70s every day, they came in the other day, and you know what happened? Mm. Two of these guys, one of them, 68 years old, hits the ball 3,000 yards, and they're both in the cart together and on the same hole. They both got holes in one.
Man.
One right after each other. And do you think I want to get back out there with my 57-year-old body that's failing me? For the love of God, I wish I could do something well.
You know what you should have done that really would have helped you feel better is when they brought in the cart and they're having a drink and celebrating, if you picked up your phone and called Todd and said, guess what happened? These guys golf so much better than you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. By the way, if you're going to do that, get a hold of one, always have to have a witness. Yeah, that's not the type of thing. People have done that
before. Hey, you know what? How curious is it that they both got it at the same hole?
There was another person there.
The Dalai Lama?
There were two other
Their deaf mute caddy was also there.
Where you go? Go ahead, Oscar.
So Rob has the biggest heart here, not just physically, but
It's enlarged,
metaphorically. In the studio.
So let's keep things calm.
And
guys.
I was getting into the talk triangle, and I had a follow up quickly because I have breaking news. And Rob, because he's so kind, he writes on a piece of paper a sign that I can only see. Don't be a dick to Mac, because he's trying to protect Mac.
Yeah,
right?
I thought we've kicked him enough.
Yes,
and well, I love him. I still love him.
You're number one. See,
hey Mac, do you know we love you? Do you know that?
Yeah. However, with this setup,
I know
setup,
this wouldn't happen if you guys did not care.
Timing.
Okay. Thank you.
That being said. With Oscar's setup, I'm going to scratch out "Don't be a dick" on this piece of paper as if the remark has been rescinded. Oscar, take over the triangle.
So you're asking me not to be a dick, and during the conversation with Maddie, Ponyboy will sometimes feed me lines, right?
Yeah, the cruelest of all of us, really.
Yeah.
And Pony's, and how many pounds did you say that?
I said 20.
20 pounds. You can basically live a king's life in the UK, right? In London. And Pony writes without a beat, because I see it pop up on my phone, if pounds were money, Rob would be rich.
Oh, wow. How about this? If cancer was money, Pony could live in a mansion.
Oh, my God.
And if incest was legal, he could live with his mom.
Well, now that we've buttoned
this up. I thought it was.
What does any of this shit have to do with the Lunar New Year?
Let's start the show and find out.
Very good. Good idea. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you know that I spent the week calling my friends asking them if they thought I'd get this? And all of them told me I was the best man. Everyone said, don't worry. Everyone. Nobody would listen to me when I said, I don't think so. They all said, you're the best man. Obviously, they're right. I'm the best man. Phil Schiavone's the groom. There I am, standing next to Phil, watching his life come true.
Look, I know you're upset, and I can appreciate it. And I'm going to forget what you said a few minutes ago. I'm sure you don't want to blow 8 years with this company. Fuck you.
Paul, I don't think I can work with this man. I think I'll go back to the hotel.
Brad, just relax. I can't either. David, you're fired.
Fired? Oh, I'm fired. Oh, this is great. How dare you? I want my 8 years back. I wasted my youth for you. I'm wasted. I'm over. Come on. I want them back. I'm going to stand in this office until you give them back to me. Better than that, I'm going to start taking things home with me. I want your clock. Right behind you. Give me that clock.
Get me security, please.
Oh, he's calling the cops. I can't believe it.
Right now, great. My office. Right away, please.
I can't believe it. Call security.
I'll go get a bite to eat. I'll call you later.
I can't
David,
believe it.
You're making a big mistake.
You don't even know me, you bald-headed fart. Okay, that's enough. God damn it, David. Sit down. Just listen to me. I used to make fun of my friends in college who went out to find themselves. I took the business route. So I wind up here. I can't believe it. What do I get? I get a transfer. After all these years, I get a transfer. I can get that at a bus stop right now. I don't need any qualifications. Oh, by the way, our hairpiece secret is off.
Yes, sir.
Would you escort Mr. Howard out, please?
Yes,
he does
sir.
Not have to escort me out. I leave on my own gratefully. It's all right. I leave gratefully. But before I do, I think the people in this office ought to know what went on here today. Don't have lunch with this man. Be very careful. He'll want to take you to lunch. Don't do it. He'll tell you all about the future, how good the future's going to be here. I've seen the future. It's a bald-headed man from New York.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. We are all here. We've got Mike, Rob, and Oscar. We've got Ponyboy Matt Bloom. We've got Maddie intern, Ashley intern, and Mac intern.
Yeah.
Having
social
a
fantastic
skill. Time. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. I want to thank all of you that are joining us, because if you are, you are a P1 supporter of the show, and we are eternally grateful. And we have a lot of new people that are joining us for the bonus show content. This is an extra hour every week that we tape for you, uncensored at full of fun. Full of fun. That's right.
We've already had a lot of fun.
That's right. No commercials either. How about that? We do that for you. Isn't that great? Anyway, before we got completely out of control in that first segment, we were discussing the Lunar New Year and how crazy. By the way, in my degenerate casinos that I like to visit.
Yes.
I'm just kooky crazy for the Asian games.
Oh,
yeah.
They have those crazy slot machines with like five wheels and dragons, and you can win 75,000 different ways. And they talk.
By the way, if you want to get really specific about these penny slots, and you guys have seen me play these in Las Vegas, the only way that you really can win anything is to get the bonus category.
But you
and
have
the
to,
only way.
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead. No, you go know, ahead. You're about to say exactly what I said.
But the bonus category is a wheel up on top that spins, and it's not part of the actual real mechanism of the slot machine. And by the way, another thing about these Asian games is the mechanism of the slot machine never, ever, 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 ever just pays because you get the bonus, okay?
Okay.
It pays when it has these bars shoot across the top and it goes fully automatic and goes, chance! That's what happens. And then it does something like weird, Charlie. Like going, whoosh, 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 and then you get the bonus, and then you get to roll up on top.
But
and then, yes?
As a gambler, and I like to gamble a little myself, don't you find when you play these Asian slot machines, there is no way to truly understand how, why, and if you've won? Don't you sometimes crave like the old double diamond when you actually see mechanical wheels that you have three in a row and then you win?
Yeah, because I actually will tell you that these penny slots that I talk about with all the bells and whistles.
Literally.
The lack of anything really happening.
Cogent thought.
For so long. Well, cogent thought. That's the whole point I do it.
I know.
Cogent thought is out the window. The thing about it is that they go on and on and on, and it can be so boring because you never get that moment, and that's what everybody is cherishing. Now, there are so many multiples that have to fall into place for you to actually do well.
Yes.
Because you have to get, like, for example, if it's Dragon, you have to get five
Hold
dragons.
On, is Dragon the name of the machine?
Khaleesi machine.
No, I don't think it's Dragon. I don't know what it is.
It would probably be like in. Super Deluxe Double Fantastic Dragon.
Some are dragons, some are clowns.
Yes.
Some
bet you
are,
there are rooster machines now love, for the year of the rooster.
And they love cats. I know they love cats.
Meow.
Some are a pile of gold bricks.
Yes.
You know, some, and they go, bonus, bonus, bonus. And so if they go, two more for the bonus, three more for the bonus.
That's when I think, like, I'm paying off my mortgage.
Yeah, you're ready to win.
It's very, very
What happens, though, when you get, like, 20 pennies?
The thing about the thing you get, if you get the bonus category, then you spin. By the way, am I on a degenerate
like
subject?
The wheel
no,
of
I,
for, like
I
the
love
wheel
hearing it.
For
it.
Tell us more.
So you spin, and then on the wheel.
So this is not
spin,
unlike, everyone is familiar with the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Yes.
Where there is a separate wheel up top that you have to earn the right to spin.
Right.
So this is like an Asian version of Wheel of Fortune.
What is, Rob, what is $75 in pennies?
That would be 7,500 pennies.
So you have a wheel, and at the very top of the wheel is 7,500.
And that is a, that is, I think dollars
that is,
at that point.
That is a $75 win. And that is extremely rare. But if you get that, then you get seven more spins on the regular slot machine, and every time one of those little bonus things, which come out frequently, they just don't come out five at a time very often.
Now, also, you but, are, I yes. mean, as it's a penny slot is a misnomer because.
Yeah, it's $3.50.
Because really, you're betting
you
300.
Bet.
You could probably play for one penny, but if you want to
you
increase your chances,
penny,
you want to play.
But you won't ever win the jackapot up.
350 ways. Yes, you have to have all the diagonal lines.
If you played a penny every pull and you were on this particular machine, you would win the total amount of the jackpot in 2,472 years. And you would be sitting there and you would be pressing your bony finger onto the button there. But if you happen to get lucky enough to hit the 7,500 penny thing,
yes,
then you get seven chances. And I saw
seven
a
is
lady.
A lucky number, Mike.
I swear to God, I saw a lady hit
eight.
The 7,500, and then she got a total of two bonuses for her entire seven spins, which is unheard of. It is such a screw
How
job.
How much money that total you think she walked away with?
She walked away, what, 75 times two?
$150.
For all that work?
But the thing is, when she hit the set, you would think this was going to be a $1,000 payday for her.
Yeah.
But that's how they get you. And
I think you would be a great day trader, Mike, because if you could actually get the highs and losses that you feel within the actual casino, but you could do it with more information.
And with other people's money.
Teach me to be... Well, no, day trading you can do with your own money.
But you see, that would be a fool's errand. What you would want to do is use someone else's money. Get the thrill with no risk.
You can't just take
people's
money.
I'd like to be a car thief, too.
This is the way money works, Rob. Someone gives it to you.
Are you saying there's no such thing as a stockbroker?
But they don't use other people's money. They use your own money.
Yeah,
day traders are normally kind of making their own money. That's the way. It's really, you normally don't hand your money over to day traders. Day traders are people that
this is why
make
you need a job.
Living.
Because I know you in a casino. How many times have I seen you running down an aisle screaming happy that you've won, and all I think is he's going to give it back. What you need to do is figure out a way where you can risk, win, and give back, but not use your own money. Because ultimately, whatever money you start with is going to go to the casino.
Can I be honest with you? I don't lose a lot, and I don't win a lot.
No, you don't.
I don't.
But
I don't
I've
really,
seen you win a lot and give it all back.
No. In the old days when I used to do it a lot and do it, you know, kind of trying to make money.
Like you meant it.
I meant it. I don't do that. I learned that I enjoy the activity more than anything else.
This supports what I'm saying.
It's fun to win, don't get me wrong. But it's also, it's an activity, and I gave up a long time ago thinking I was going to win anything doing it.
But
it's
what
silly.
Then why not risk someone else's money?
But who's going to give you the
because
money?
Because I can't
That's
stand outside of a casino and say, hey, can you give me $250 bucks to go inside and do that?
You could shame someone. You could bully someone into it like Mac.
I'd rather do it with my own money, not lose too much, not win too much, and get a free bowl of soup.
Soup is good.
I guess.
Can you ask the lady for soup? I always ask for a beer.
The soup?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't get soup at the machine. Oh. I'm talking about you could go put your card up and get your free soup in the restaurant.
Okay.
You're confusing the hell out of me right now.
I was excited. I thought you could get soup at the table.
I think he's confused in the way that money works.
I think he might be. I truly, if you cut through to the real inner cookie, your jaw might hit the floor.
Well, how am I confused? I mean,
he's got, he knows how to work a cash
register. Premise is that
he's,
my,
you
that
know,
my,
I think he doesn't know how
no,
English
no,
works.
No, 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 that Mike, that may be true.
Here
that,
we go. That may be true.
I'm coming up with a perfect analogy for you.
Oh, this is going to be perfect.
The thought that you think Mike can day trade with other people's money
this
makes
was a
no
theory,
sense.
Oscar. It was a theory.
How could he gamble with other people's money?
No, the thing is,
you got to find the mark. You have to find the target.
The whole thing about day trading, I have thought on numerous occasions, I don't have the balls, that it would be amazing to actually play the market. I just don't think I'd ever have the ability to amass the knowledge, and nor do I think I would be willing to take the kind of time it would take to do that. I think it's a terrifying way to...
It's a slot machine times a million.
But it's exactly the same, and you're right. It is... just another form.
I have colleagues that day trade, but you have to do it full time, right? So
you have to do it
really
full time. Get up
burned.
In the morning, go to job.
But these guys
sit there and do it.
These guys will either And these aren't like heavy roles. These guys are just making a living, right?
Sure.
They will wait. They've done it for years. They've had their own formula, and there are communities that share information. In the days of you reading the newspaper for info, those are dead. They actually have software that'll show you what's about to happen, right?
Well, there is something in between my slot playing and day trading that I might want to dabble in. It's a similar, but it's actually requires a little more knowledge, and you have to kind of pay attention to what you're doing.
Sure.
And since it happens to be like 20 minutes from my kid's school, and I might have dropped in just waiting to pick him up at school.
Oh, no.
This is something that's, you know, it's not day trading. It's not playing slot machines. It's somewhere in between. It's the dog track.
Oh, no, Mike. You can't go to the dog track. You are so much better than
that. You're such white trash.
It's a question of convenience. It's a question of
Mike, if you want convenience, take $400 and throw it out the window. That's convenient.
I spent $20. It was like, and I missed an exacta, a trifecta by that much.
Yeah.
By that much.
And it's the same as missing it by a mile because you still lost your money.
Mike.
I would love to learn.
You know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to go right as soon as the show is over. I'm going to go to the finest mini mall, and I'm going to buy you a white belt and white shoes that you can put on and go to the dog track.
Of course they were.
Because it was not the weather wasn't good for Hialeah.
No, I mean I had to go pick up my kid. I had some time to kill, and I didn't want to go like anywhere.
Where's the nearest casino?
I can't play
bad,
golf.
Bad.
I didn't want to pick him up early, and so I had an hour and a half to kill. And what better place to do it? I walk in there. I will tell you though,
it's a shame you didn't leave late and picked him up and then gone to the dog track. Come on, we're going to the most exciting petting zoo you've ever seen.
Look at
the puppies. Not only do you get to see puppies, puppies are going to win me money.
They actually do bring the greyhounds out on the floor in there.
And they're really taking care of. Look how happy they look.
Yeah, look.
No, they're actually.
Look at their ribs.
Tell me if number eight takes a shit.
Can you calm down for just a second? Let me have a word in edgewise for fuck's sake. Can you do that, Rob Spiewak? Is that possible?
I'm sorry. I get excited when you talk dog track.
I know you do. The thing is, they have these little greyhounds that were rescues that they have for when they're done racing. They're adopted, and it's an actual ongoing thing they have. I will tell you this though: when I walked in, I seriously felt like I was on the scene of Rodney Dangerfield's Easy Money.
Yes,
I really
forgot
did.
About that. He goes to the dog track.
I really did believe that I was going through that, and then I got my little track forum where they showed the dogs that are racing.
The program.
And I developed my little system that was not that complex.
Can you divulge the system or is it too dear?
Well, no, I'm not sure that I think based on the odds and the betting, I don't know if people were using this system, but I took the fastest race time for every dog and I put those fastest times in my trifecta and then I read a little blurb about their last race. And if they had a reasonable last race and they had the fastest times, that's what I put. And I literally missed like a one with a $15 bet. I missed like a $1,000 trifecta by a photo finish. And I had to go and pick up my kid. So that
at
was
the bottom of every. I'm guessing that your little form, it's probably like about a.
No, it's like a newspaper. It's like a small newspaper.
Oh, at the bottom of it, do they have something called the favorites? Because I think you probably just bet the favorites.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't see that because it wasn't.
He didn't have time. He had to pick up his kid.
Of course, he got to juggle all his priorities.
Listen, all you're using for your frame of reference is when you go to the horse race,
right? And that's all I've got because I've never been classy enough to go to a dog track.
And the little you know what? If it was in fucking Leesburg, you'd go. If it was in Leesburg, you would have been.
I've been to a dog track. We Chad and I did an event in Arizona. Went to a dog track, and
isn't being a DJ great?
You know where they went, Mike? There was a legendary place called Dehydration Downs. Where they
and
welcome to Cactus Acres.
Oh, we've lost
those
number 10.
Dogs, they were depressed, and it was one of the saddest appearances we've ever made.
Sure.
And we're sitting there with our account executive. He goes, isn't this great? We're like, no.
No, this sucks.
This isn't great. Look how sad these people look.
Santa's Little Helper, the dog on The Simpsons, is a racetrack rescue.
I haven't really researched the dogs. Ashley is chomping at the bit to weigh in on this particular topic. Yes, dear.
Okay, so I used to work at the Rocky Mountain Greyhound Adoption Center, and they adopt out greyhounds that used to be race dogs. These are the happiest dogs I've ever seen in my life.
There you go. How about that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, boys? What do you think of that?
Wouldn't you be happy if you didn't have to race anymore?
Well, they're well treated.
Where electrodes weren't going up your anus?
That's right.
If you run with them, they'll bite you in the ass.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so they'll nip at your butt.
Chasing you like they're chasing the rabbit.
Yeah, Mac does that.
But the thing is, I have to tell you, I'll give you the good and the bad. The good was that they were walking around with these dogs, and they were actually, having these dogs up for adoption. And
sure.
there was obviously an active humane society element to this. The other thing, though, is the people, though. There's nothing I can tell
white
you.
White belts.
There's the, yeah, it's the
a lot
white
of caps.
Belt.
A lot of caps that snap up front.
There were caps.
A lot of slippers.
Yeah.
And then when you see the kind of wild-eyed young guy, like some guy that's in his late 20s, early 30s.
The Rofos of the world.
And he walks
his life
by
is over. His life is over already at 30.
You're looking there. But I said to Mrs. O'Mara, I said, listen, she, of course, rolled her eyes at me. I said, look, it's literally on the same street. It's
Carla, 20, they it's, have a mechanical rabbit. And as soon as the rabbit is released, dogs light up. It's the highlight of their day.
I was not in the building for more than an hour.
Okay. How many races? How often do they race?
I got three races. I got three races.
So that's wow. They move them then.
They churn them through pretty quickly, and then the thing is they're the handlers for the dogs, and how shall I say this delicately? The people that handle the dogs
do they appear to be career work people? This is their life.
They're from a certain part of the world.
Ah,
the people that that
my people. Yep.
Oscar, I have to say,
yeah, we know how to train and hunt them, Mike.
That's right.
And once we capture them,
we either race them or we braise them. This frigisee has a collar in it.
I said to Carla when they go down and they put them down at the end and in the gate. And then the people that are the handlers have to run back. They have to run back to the main area, and that's that in and of itself.
Can you bet on that?
Entertaining component. To it.
You can't bet on that, can you?
But it was my day at the dog, and a gorgeous day, such a beautiful day.
Oh man! Every day's a beautiful day.
Did you leave your phone?
Track.
What's that?
Did you leave your phone?
No, I have my phone with me.
Okay. Just because the last time you went to see your family but stopped at a casino or some sort of gambling arrangement,
yeah,
you lost your phone.
I know. No,
and then you had to pick up your daughters and go back to the casino.
At risk of getting too detailed, does this dog track have a name?
Naples Park.
Ah, yes.
Sounds classy.
Legendary Naples Park.
Look it up. Naples Park.
And see if they have group rates, or you know what would be great is I know that little Michael has a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Do they host parties?
Hey,
ride the greyhounds, kids.
Rob will relate to this. You know how you have that kid's birthday party at your house, but it's really for dad?
Yes.
Glug, 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 mm-hmm. glug.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that? It'd be,
great.
Be wonderful.
I keep asking Julia to have a party at Jimmy's.
Would I be making a ridiculous statement if I said that there's an innocence to it? There's a simplicity to it.
To what? It's dog not, racing?
It's not nearly as sleazy.
Americana?
It's not as sleazy as horse racing, really, to be honest.
Oh, I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
No,
because you know why? Here's the thing.
By the way, horse racing is on TV screens all over this joint.
Well, of course, and I'm sure you can bet on horses there, ODB, right?
And they also have a poker level. They have poker on one of the
Well, there's no money in dogs anymore. America craves excitement.
Are you looking at it, Pony? Do you have it right there?
I'm looking for a good show pick.
I think the reason
Naples,
that it's sleazy.
Fort Myers Track and Entertainment Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Flagler Dog Track is what they say.
Oh, Flagler Dog Track. That's nice. Mike,
big name down here. Flagler, big name down here. Yeah. Very, very big name down
Their website, at least on my mobile page, just says, every day, $10,000 guaranteed jackpot.
Mm-hmm. Any slots
jackpot
there?
Jackpot what? For the dog races?
This is my first time on the website.
I think they run them during the day and in the evening.
Oh, this is a beautiful beautiful picture of their sign. Naples, Fort Myers, Greyhound Racing, Poker, and
simulcasting.
Off. Simulcasting. So it's OTB.
Simulcasting are the horse races from around the country.
Now, the reason I think that it is likely a little more sleazy than horse racing. Horse racing is essentially a human being riding a beast of burden. Mm-hmm. Here you have tricked dogs into chasing a robot.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
And not even
a real rabbit. Some sort of mock rabbit.
Can I give you the facilities?
Please.
The completely air-conditioned facility offers concession stands on all levels.
Oh, good. I can get myself a Pepsi.
Want to hear the robot? The robot rabbit
please.
Running
yes,
around the track?
Yeah.
Right here. You're going to hear him in the distance. I'm not sure if this is going to work.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
That's what the bonus show is.
I got $5 says it's going to work.
So you're going to hear it. All right, here we go. I'll try it again. Here we go.
Okay. I think we completely lost
no.
him. You know what he did?
What?
He killed the cable because it's still underneath his console.
Yep. Okay.
100% guaranteed.
Let's pause that for a sec. Rolling?
Good to go.
Maddie, when you're up. All right, Mike, can give us a 3-2-1 at your leisure.
3-2-1
Wow.
That worked.
I love that robot. That's great.
Oh, my God.
So one race is how long? Because I don't remember from when last
minutes.
Time we went. Minutes.
Okay. Minutes.
Probably not it's, even it's, a minute. I would think it's probably
not even a minute.
Probably just under a minute.
No, now, I think it's like 39 seconds, something like that.
That's if you're spending some time at the Naples, Fort Myers, Greyhound Racing and Poker, what you're going to want to do is check out their dining options. Did you go to the Hold'em Grill?
I did not go to the Hold'em. I didn't go to every level. There were like 3 or 4 levels. You can go way up top to watch it. I want to take my wife.
The fully remodeled Hold'em Grill is adjacent to the poker room and offers your favorite grill items as well as sandwiches, hot dogs, and soft drinks. Full bar service is available. And, Mike, they have this on their website. Full bar service is available with comfortable seating for 13 customers.
There you go. Absolutely.
So there 13.
Was a, call a dozen friends and go.
There were multiple dual couples there. There were lots of four tops. Mm. Lots of dual couples that were there. Probably 70s, you know, hanging out 60s to 70s, you know.
50.
Hey, and get ready.
You got to understand, I own it down here. I own where I live. And by the way, you know, when we went away to New England and we came back, I will tell you this. This has come out of Mrs. O'Mara's mouth and come out of my mouth. We're Floridians. This is where we need to be.
Did that
I
sound
love
like
it down here?
Was it prideful or ashamed when
I
she said
it? I love
it
down here. I love this. I love it. I love being down
we,
here.
We all were concerned when you went to Maine. We're like, what is he
doing? Yeah, what is he doing?
It's so weird.
That was dumb. There was no reason.
Thank God you're back because with February coming up, Mike, every first and third Friday is dollar days.
Oh, so yeah. What do you get for a dollar?
You know what? It's vague, but I do know the dollar days fall on the first and third Friday. I'm checking on there. Oh, here are the FAQs. Hey, is there a – Mike, we can play true false. Is there a dress code in the poker room?
No.
Yes. Men are required to wear shirts with sleeves.
Sure. What about pants?
They don't mention it. The poker room is offer. It's open 7 days a week. I think
I'm not
going
to play poker. I'm going to go bet on the dogs.
Yeah, what's the dollar day situation?
I'm still trying to find
it.
How about do they charge for parking?
Ooh.
Or as would be even funnier if they said, do they charge for barking?
What a hack.
Oh, wait, here comes the rabbit. Hold on,
here
rabbit.
He comes.
It's like a flyby.
Parking is free, but they have premium parking, and it costs $3.
Oh, wow.
You might really? As well step it up.
I would have popped for the $3.
Yeah, with a bad
parking.
Hip and all.
Yeah, with a bad hip, I had to walk quite a distance. I'm right in my element. Had McCain.
This is the most obvious one.
Yeah, I know how. Listen, I know exactly how pathetic I am. I'm completely self-aware, but I'm owning it, and it might be what I'm all about. Oh, here it comes. Sorry about that.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh,
This is not shocking to me. A frequently asked question, are there any ATMs at Naples Fort Myers Greyhound track?
Oh, you know there are. Yeah, I saw those. There.
Yes, darling. We have ATM machines located on all floors of the facility. Yeah.
I may have had lunch there. I may have had lunch there.
Oh, really?
But you didn't go to the Hold'em Grill.
You don't say.
No.
Where did you go?
When I first walked in, I talked to the nice lady, and what did I say to her?
Where to get some chow?
We had a funny...
Take my money! Take my money!
I said this to her. I remember the exchange. I said, hi, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never been here before. She said, okay, what you should do is turn around. I swear to God. She said that.
No way. An employee?
She did. Yes, laughed my ass off. I knew.
That's great.
It's old Florida. It's got that old vibe to it, and it's okay. And then I went to a little snack bar and had a very nice lunch.
Oh, what'd you have at a snack bar?
Hot dog.
What's healthy
hot
there?
Hot dog. Hot dog.
That's hot dog.
I had a hot dog with a tail on it.
If you're having trouble finding the place, Oscar, there are landmarks that'll help you find it.
You know,
just look for the Walgreens, the Sunoco, or the Perkins at the intersection of 41 and Bonita Beach Road.
Oh, I miss it. I think I'll go back down soon. It was
I think it's run by the Fraw family. Because the general manager,
the what family?
FRA, because Fra. The general manager is Juan Fra, and the poker room manager is Cindy Fra. Yeah. Oh, right. And if the operations, Mike, if you want a question about operations, call the operations finance supervisor. My name is Sharina Cohen.
Oh, not Fra.
No. Well, I think
Fra's are doing the work outside.
Right, hold on. Here it comes again. Wait.
Here's the button. Oh my God,
Rob! If you next time it's doing another pass around, if you actually grab it,
yes.
You can stop the rabbit robot. Okay.
Oh, well, the next time he passes by, right. Will he talk?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold a second. Gotcha. Hey, bunny.
Let me go.
No. I have a question for you. First of all, I need to know.
Let me go, motherfucker.
Do you speak with any appreciable accent?
No, I don't fuck you. Let me go, Rob.
This is my partner, Oscar.
Let me fucking go right now.
Do you have to bark at times?
No, I'm a fucking rabbit. Let me go. I'm a robot rabbit. Let me
hey,
go.
Look what it says right here on your ass. Property of Chuck E. Cheese?
Let me go, please.
All right, you want to take another run?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
There we go. That's enough. For the
I just realized
today.
For that entire bit, I was pretending I was holding a rabbit.
You committed to that. You actually implemented a vintage Mike O'Mara technique right there, where you completely.
Yeah, I was really in. I've learned from the best.
Extremely proud of you the way you did that. That was fantastic. Look, I'd lie if I said I wasn't going to go back. Definitely going to go back. Might take my wife if I can talk her into it. She rolled her eyes at me. She's
why don't
like,
you
went,
take
do
your
you
son?
Think, do you think they I'm will celebrate?
I'm not going to take my kid. I'm not going to take my kid. Okay.
I'm just, odds, little Michael.
I'm just wondering. Do you think that you go to that racetrack if they're going to celebrate Chinese New Year?
You know what I did not notice?
What's that?
I did not notice a tremendous Asian clientele.
Persuasion?
Really?
I would have noticed that, and I didn't notice it. No. It seems like a lot of old farts running around just like me.
I think it's kind of an older technology. I think
it
that
is
it's
older.
Not,
yeah.
It doesn't cater to the younger. This is why they have poker and off-track betting.
You hear the rabbit kind of grinding along the rail, and I think it might be gas operated. I think it might.
Oh no way!
I'm
really?
Not sure whether it's electric or gas. Well, they start the fake rabbit way down at the far end, and that's where the they gather
we
at the end of the race and
the
shit
FR,
and do whatever
the,
they're
the
doing.
The fake rabbit,
Mike.
It's the fake rabbit.
It's a modified weed whacker.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's all I know is I think it's probably not an easy thing to bet on, but when you have a dog that is raced with his best time in the 20s, like at 28 or something, it's extremely rare, and I might lay a bet down. I'm a little $2 bet on my dog.
And they have numbers on them, right? Like little saddle numbers?
They have colored saddles that are on there with 5 and 2 and 3.
Do they wear like anything on their faces, like masks or bridles? Or do they ever have like a, what are the things they call a muzzle?
They actually wear the masks like you would see in New Orleans.
awful. Sort of like Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah.
Like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole bunch of dogs wearing masks watching people having an orgy.
It's like for the costume ball. That's a costume ball.
The grand ball.
That's the grand ball. Now, and I have heard, I might have learned this from Easy Money, I'm not sure, but
yes?
I think if you see,
Easy
if
Money?
You're watching, when the people from Latin America walk the dogs out.
Yes.
And they're not all from Latin America.
No.
I want to make sure
you
I'm
don't want to
about
paint
that.
With generalities.
When you see the people walk the dogs out, here's the key. If the dog takes a shit, you definitely lay down a bet on him.
Oh, because he's lighter. He's lighter.
Light
yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Who doesn't run faster after they've taken a shit?
I use the same policy when I bet boxing.
What is
Roberto Duran doing? I'm going to put $500 on Duran.
He ate all that steak in the morning. Right. He hasn't had a bowel movement.
That's why, by the way, that's why I get the raw feed of the Super Bowl and watch the sidelines very carefully. You know, hey, Tom Brady. Oh, my God.
There's a reason he's wearing that huge coat.
I'm going to do it again.
There's a porty potty you know. Spotter.
But you know what? I am closer now than ever before to coming visit you.
Just to see the dogs?
The dog. There's no dog tracks. I think that's probably the northernmost dog track in America.
If you came down to visit, would you boys go to the dog track?
Absolutely.
It'd be a fun
Yeah, that'd be
yes,
fun.
But we'd want to go on Dollar Day.
Really trashy, but fun.
Have some beers. And
yeah.
Of course. Well, excuse me. The whole fucking state. That's what they have on the
I
license
plates.
I want
you at Florida. Other places.
It's really trashy. I know. You want me to go down to the fucking Ritz-Carlton
yeah.
and have a finger sandwich
yeah.
and sit there and you know
yeah,
with a straw hat and go, hello there. Yeah.
Hey, you know what would be fun? Let's
and then
go
send
to the-
it back. Be like, this right. finger's not good enough.
No, it's not yeah, really got a finger in it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the dog track and see if we can enter Beluga.
Oh, my God.
I've got my contestant here.
We could make a documentary about it. Call it The Last Race. Yeah, because Beluga would get like halfway down. Do you think would he even follow the greyhounds?
I've got a better idea. Would the greyhounds chase an electric Beluga if we put him?
Or
you know, like
they
tape
chase
him
an electric Frankie.
Or they would respect him because he's got that foggy eye, and they might think he's mysterious.
Yes,
you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what my Gustavo, my exterminator, told me down here? He said,
"You know, it's really sad that you have an exterminator that comes so frequently."
Yeah.
That he's your guy.
Gustavo said
most people at best have a firm they call.
Gustavo said, give your dog real human eye drops, and that will help his foggy eyes.
Really? But if you put it in his food, it gives him the wicked shits.
Yeah. Well, but he runs the track like nobody's business.
The old bartender trick.
Gustavo said that. Yeah, Gustavo, I've told you about Gustavo, the guy that sounds like Benicio del Toro.
No.
The exterminator has his shirt like undone down here. He's got the gold chains.
Oh, with the tats?
Like, yeah, you got the ghost dance again. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Okay, we'll take care of that for you. No problem.
Mike has mentioned him.
Okay, all right.
He's a friend of mine.
You should take him to the dog track.
You know what? I bet he'd go with
Yeah, there's seating for 13 at the bars.
It'd be a fun afternoon. It'd be a fun afternoon when he comes out there. But listen, getting back to the original thing, we never did. What is the deal with the Lunar New Year?
Okay, the Lunar New Year is the biggest holiday in China. That was a
with
good...
4 minutes left to do in the show.
And I have for you now, Mike, the do's and don'ts of celebrating the Lunar New Year.
Oh, here it comes again. I'm sorry.
As we say goodbye to the monkey and hello to the year of the cock. Hold on. Hey, guys. Hey. What the
get
fuck?
Get your fucking hands off me. Get your leg.
No, what
Great
the fuck?
Great timing. Why don't you go back to reading your thing? Go ahead.
Get out of here.
Thank you. Oh.
Timing. I hold in my hand do's and don'ts if you're celebrating Chinese New Year, or as they call it, Lunar New Year, a 15-day holiday. Mike.
Can I ask a question,
yes.
please? Yes. Is Chinese New Year always Lunar New Year? Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, because it's determined.
So it's Chinese New Year.
Yeah, but it's determined by the moon. We call it Chinese New Year. They don't.
Yeah,
they call it Lunar New Year.
New Year.
All right.
So do set off fireworks.
Woo! I'd like fireworks in January. That'd be fun.
I like that.
Because the loud banging sounds. Am I right, ladies? The loud banging sounds
One
scare off
policy.
Evil spirits. So that keeps the bad the bad isms away. They set them off during the day even. It's also important to eat dumplings.
Are you going to make it through this list, by the way? Are you going to be okay? Do you want to hit up oxygen before you do this?
No, I think I'm okay. But thanks for your support, as always.
I haven't leaned on you heavily in this segment, but I'm worried about you reading this if you're going to. It hasn't gone into your chest, has it?
No.
Okay.
No, just the knife in my back just a moment ago.
No problem.
Do eat dumplings on the holidays because, A, they're delicious.
Do eat dumplings.
Dumplings, why settle?
Do not eat kale, pizza. All right, very good.
The Chinese word for dumpling is jiaozi, which actually is similar to the word meaning replacing the old. Also, Chinese-style dumplings resemble pieces of gold that were used as money in the ancient times.
Ooh. So light off firecrackers and eat dumplings.
Yes, and do clean your home before the stroke of midnight.
Spotless.
Clean it.
You got to clean
New Year.
See, that's a cultural thing.
That's
you
why they're
love.
Winning, Mike.
Yes,
they're
you got to love that. You love
neat
that Asian
and clean,
culture.
The Asian right. culture.
You have exactly. to, and if you see a rat, 30% off winning. Your meal. No. that's a callback to Thursday's show.
They're organized.
You sweep, you mop, you scrub, you dust, you vacuum, you steam. Do everything you can before the stroke of midnight because that will get rid of any bad luck that has accumulated throughout the year.
Is that before Saturday night at midnight?
Yes, then? Before the stroke of midnight of the Lunar New Year. Now, right. the
I think
don'ts.
We'll do that Saturday night, and then I'll go to the track on Sunday.
That's right, and bring good luck with you always.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Mike, don't wash or cut your hair.
Oh, that's not okay.
Well, like for the whole day?
Leave your hair as it is on January 28th, the first day of the new year, because the Chinese character for hair, and it has it here, and it looks like what you would see outside of a Chinese restaurant, is the same character as the word for prosper. So if you cut your hair, you're chopping away prosperity.
Oh, my God.
If you
God.
Wash your hair, you're washing away prosperity.
What about a dry shampoo?
Like how long are you supposed to wait?
The first day only. You have to skip one day.
Oh, just not bad.
Not the whole 15.
People do that now in this room, and they don't celebrate.
Right now.
This is not like New Year's Eve. This is the day after.
The whole New Year's Day from midnight to midnight.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, midnight. So midnight on
Sunday.
Sunday, midnight on Saturday till midnight on Sunday?
Yes. You are also not allowed to clean post-New Year's. Make sure you even take your trash out, because if you take anything out on that first day, you're throwing away good luck.
All right, I'll
that's
do 15
solid
days.
Reset. Solid reset, right?
Don't shower. Don't wash away the good luck.
Yeah, but people do that now.
And
in this
also,
country.
this is
why
the last
we call Rofo lucky.
Don't buy books during the Chinese New Year.
Why?
Because it is bad luck to buy them during the 15-day Spring Festival. Because the Chinese word for book. Shu sounds the same as the word for lose, so buying a book right after the new year will invite loss into your life.
Oh, no.
So you know what I realized is that the entire culture is based on puns. Yes. Things that sound like other things you can't do.
Nope.
Hey, you know what? I'm not bothered by not having to shampoo my hair.
I've learned we're out of time.
That's it. We got to run. Thanks for supporting the Mike O'Meara Show bonus hour. See you at the dog track down here in Florida, where the elite meet to eat and greet.
That's right. Exactly.
Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying, see you next time, everybody, and watch out for the dogs.
Bye-bye. Seating for 13 at the bar.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Meara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Meara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.